One of the things that's been on our list for a while was whether one is allowed to say the name of, I guess you would call symbols of other religions or Avodah Zarah. Specifically, if you went to a variety of different yeshiva elementary schools, you've probably heard the name Yeshu, Yashka, Cheese and Crackers. You've heard about the holiday of Kratzmach, Xmas. Are these things, is there a reason why our Rebbeim said these things instead of just saying what they're called in English? Is there any prohibition in saying these names? This is the second time in the last 2 weeks that an item we had on the list, my good friend Rabbi Isaac Rice, just gave a shiur on this topic. So it happens to be made it very easy for me to listen to what he had to say. But maybe we'll add a couple of little points. The Torah tells us in Shmos, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Sechiru, we're not supposed to mention the name of other gods. The Mechilta and Mishpatim on Chav Gimel Yud Gimel understands that the Isser is limited to praising another god, to praising Avodah Zarah, not just to mentioning the names. The Gemara sounds like, even if it's not praising, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel and Beis, says that you're not even allowed to tell your friend, meet me al yad Avodah Zarah Plonis, meet me right next to this Avodah Zarah, to even use it as a landmark in mentioning the name. The Gemara sounds like it's going to be usher. The Gemara says that you're not even allowed to refer to a city named after an Avodah Zarah, unless that, and there's an important exception, the Gemara says, unless that particular Avodah Zarah is an Avodah Zarah that's mentioned in the Torah. If the Avodah Zarah is mentioned in the Torah, then you're allowed to say it. Why? Why, if it's mentioned in the Torah, are you allowed to say it? So Pashtos, because we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to learn Torah. So it can't be that we have to skip words in the Torah. So if it's mentioned in the Torah, we have to be able to say it. Rav Yosef Engel and Gilyon Yashas and that Gemara says, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer Torah mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't violate the Torah. So if Hashem says it, so then we're allowed to say it. But that doesn't really explain the why. That's just like a hechrich, that it has to be that it's mutter. But what is it about Avodah Zarah that are mentioned in the Torah that you're allowed to say them just because they are mentioned in the Torah? The Gemara doesn't explain. So the Yerayim and Ayin Hay suggest that the ones that are mentioned in the Torah are already batel. They no longer exist. So if they no longer exist, that's why you're allowed to say them. They're no one ever practices them anymore. The what? Okay, good. Now, it wouldn't fit with that. You're right. But we are allowed to mention them. That's what the Urim suggests, because they no longer exist. Chavisiyar says that that's simply not true. Historically, the Navi refers to the deity of Baal Nevo, and that clearly existed in the times of the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel and Beis refers to it. So it can't be that because it appears in Tanakh, that all of a sudden you're allowed to mention, because it didn't exist, you're allowed to mention for must be some other reason. The Beis Yitzchak in Yerodea Kufnun Beis also rejects this idea, because he says, how could you ever know when something is no longer practiced? You know, many different cults and small groups of people there are on this planet that are worshipping all sorts of strange things. I think Schneur Lyman, in a lecture he gave a number of years ago, said that there was still a group of people that gets together in Washington, D.C. every year and observes Shabtai Tzvi Day, and they wait for Shabtai Tzvi to come back. There are a bunch of kooks. There are people that do all sorts of crazy things. So do we ever really know that something no longer exists? So maybe that's not the explanation of why that which is mentioned in the Torah. But be that as it may, as far as what we're talking about, it's irrelevant, because we're not talking about anything that's actually mentioned in the Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei Beis Mem Vav Amud Aleph also mentions that Kol Leitzanusa Asura Chutz Me Leitzanusa Davodah Zarah, that one is not allowed to make a Leitzanus of things in general. Life is not just a bunch of jokes, but you make a Leitzanus out of Avodah Zarah. That's an appropriate thing to do, to make a mockery out of Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Gemara discusses the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, and Tosus over there asked the Kasha, where, how could the Gemara talk about Markulis by name? Isn't that a shame of an Avodah Zarah? So says Rabbi Natan, no, when it talks about Markulis, it's a mocking name of the Avodah Zarah. The real name of the Avodah Zarah is Kilus, which means like praiseworthy. Mar is a prefix that sort of flips it on its head, and it says that no, it's the opposite of praiseworthy. So it's a mocking name of the Avodah Zarah, and it could be that every time the Gemara mentions an Avodah Zarah, it might be that that Avodah Zarah is not really the shame of the Avodah Zarah itself. So these are some of the rules. We're not allowed to mention the shame of an Avodah Zarah unless it's either mentioned in the Torah or it's not the proper name of the Avodah Zarah. It is a mocking name of the Avodah Zarah. And the Isra of mentioning the name of an Avodah Zarah includes even using it as a landmark or something of that nature. The Maram Shik in the Chuvin Yardei Kuvayin Alf even thinks that you're not allowed to cause someone else to think about an Avodah Zarah. So if you say, oh, this it's going to be 2017, and you get him to start thinking, wait, 2017 years since what? So maybe that even that would be as the Maram Shik in the Chassam Sofer, the Talmid of Chassam Sofer is somewhat strict about even using secular dates. Our minhag is that we're makel about using secular dates. But if you say like that, then you could certainly understand, or just even the whole culture that we live in, where these terms are thrown around all the time, you can certainly understand what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches and the Avos Rabbi Nassim Chav Vav Dalid tells us, that Yisrael Shebechutz La'aretz are of the Avodah Zarah B'Tahara, that it's impossible to avoid Avodah Zarah when you're living amongst people who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, what about our discussion? What about saying the name of Yeshu, of Jesus, let's say? So I just gave it away, right? So first of all, historically, what is his real name? The Rambam in the redacted versions of the Rambam, or now in the Frankel edition, it's put back in Avodah Zarah Perek Yud and Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Aleph, says that his name was Yud Shin Vav Ayin, Yeshua. That was his actual name. The Rambam writes that in a number of places that his name was Yeshua. Other Rishonim have that his name was Yehoshua with a hey, which is a more typical Jewish name for someone to have. So where did Yeshu come from? Yeshu is neither Yeshua or Yehoshua. So Yeshu is the way Chazal referred to him. Rabbeinu Ephraim in his commentary to the Torah in Parshas Vayelech, which is a fascinating commentary to the Torah, by the way. He has some very, very unusual comments in his commentary to the Torah. He has whatever, for a different time, Binyamin Ze'evietro, for a time that he's a werewolf. Okay. So Rabbeinu Ephraim in Parshas Vayelech suggests that Yeshu is a Rashi Tevus. Yemach Shemo Vizichro. That's the Rashi Tevus. That's why we call him Yeshu. It was so easy. His name is Yeshua anyway. All we had to do is drop the ayin, and we have this perfect Rashi Tevus of Yemach Shemo Vizichro. Others understand that it relates to the Gematria, that Yeshu is 316, the Gematria of Orum. Or, you know, we say Shem Eshtachem Lahevel Varik. The Gematria of Varik is 316. So also a reference to Yeshu, that in Yeshu in some way refers to that. So it's a derogatory nickname. In Minhagim Ariel, he even explains that he's called Yeshu HaNotri. Why HaNotri? Where does HaNotri come from? Because he's Jesus of Nazareth, right? So HaNotri is Nazareth. It says in Ariel, yeah, that's what we want them to think, that we're just referring to him as of Nazareth. But Notzar means to be created, that he was created like any other man was, with a father and a mother and like everybody else, and he was formed in the womb like any other baby, that there is nothing unique about him, nothing superhuman about him. He's just a regular person who had the choice to do good or bad and chose to do a lot of bad. That's it. That's all it is. That's what we're saying when we say Yeshu HaNotri. So can we say it? Are we allowed to say, so Jesus is not Yeshu? So someone told me that they remember in high school in MTA, Rabbi Dulitz used to say, I don't know if you guys are young, Rabbi Dulitz was like a legendary Rebbe, very eccentric personality, and always had a lot of interesting things to say. So he used to say that that Yeshu in English is Jesus. And because if you were to say Yoshua in English, it would be Joshua. So where did Jesus come from? Jesus is just the English translation of Yeshu. And Yeshu itself is how Chazal referred to him, because that's a mocking nickname. So of course you're allowed to say Jesus. I'm not sure that that's true. I don't think we made up Jesus. I think Jesus probably comes from the guy, and that's probably how they translated Yeshua. So I don't know if that's entirely true. But the Yoreim suggests that maybe the reason that you're allowed to mention things that are mentioned in the Torah, names of Avodah Zarah that are mentioned in the Torah, is that the Isser is not to say, there's no Isser to say the name of an Avodah Zarah. The Isser is to say a name of an Avodah Zarah that inherently ascribes greatness to the Avodah Zarah. V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, don't mention the names of other gods, meaning names of Elohus, names that ascribe some sense of godliness to them. That's what you should avoid. But if you're just identifying someone by their name, because that's the name their mother gave them, so that's not a, you know, that's not an issa. That happens to be the person's name. For example, if a deity were called Bob, so it would not be forbidden to say Bob, but if we were called Bob, Lord of Builders, right? So then, Lefora, you would not be allowed to say Bob, Lord of Builders. The Chavis Yoyer writes that this is why we can use the name of planets, like Saturn, even though these are also named after Avodah Zarah, because they're not inherently complementary names. So, Lechora, one is allowed to say Jesus. Should one say it? So the minig is, so if you can make a late sunnus out of it, especially we call Yeshu, so that's a better kiyum mitzvah, that's a kiyum of making a late sunnus out of the Avodah Zarah, to call him Yeshu. Rav Israel Hildesheimer says that was always the minig. That's the minig. It's a reasonable minig, but not because there's an isser to say Jesus. What about the crackers of cheese and crackers, right? Are you allowed to say that? So that, luchar, is much more problematic, because that already means that he's the Mashiach. So that's a shame that ascribes greatness to him. That's what the word actually means. Rav Shachter thought we should avoid saying that. There is an argument to be made. Rav Israel Hildesheim writes in Shuvi Yardesim Kofpei that no, it's not a shame of Elohus, it's a shame of Mashiach. There's a difference between Mashiach and God. So it may be complementary, but it's not a godlike compliment. And therefore, it would be permissible, but probably still best not to say it. What about saying the name of the holiday that's being observed today, even though it was really yesterday, right? That for some reason everyone gets off from work today. What about saying the name of the holiday? So Rav Shechter says, "Meikradin l'chor," you could say it. It's just the name of the day. However, it's good for a person to be aware of what this holiday really represents historically. There was an excellent lecture. I think the person who gave it was Leib Kellerman. Am I right about you heard this lecture? About the history of the holiday and of Santa Claus and of everything, and like where all this comes from. You know, the Coca-Cola's role, and where how many different characters had to be combined to create the modern-day Santa, and where it really came from, and whatever. But the actual, and he just points out that like, this day is such a dark day for the Jewish people. The amount of lives lost, the amount of horrible things that were done to the Jewish people under the heading of this day. He said, try to imagine that in 200 years from now, your great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be going around wishing their co-workers, Happy Hitler Day! You know, Happy Holocaust Day! Everything. Like, that's what this would be like. So, while it may be mutter to say the name of the day, it should make us cringe a little bit, because it certainly is not something that has been good for the Jewish people. On another note, I saw somewhere online, I think Rabbi Ari Yankin had an article about this. I'm not sure where he got this from, but I guess you could check if it's true. He says that there's no advantage of saying Xmas, because the letter X, we didn't make up Xmas. That wasn't just some yeshivish way of referring to the holiday. The letter X is the Greek letter chai, which is often used to refer to Jesus, and it represents Jesus in both the Catholic and the Protestant churches. So it doesn't really help much to say Xmas rather than the actual name of the holiday itself. In conclusion, the basic rules are: you're allowed to say Jesus, but you're not allowed to say the crackers part, probably. You're allowed to say Christmas. However, making the late sunnis of it is good. Just be careful of the company that you're in when you make the late sunnis of it. I think it's perfectly fine for elementary school Rebbeim to make the late sunnis of Avodah Zarah holidays. I don't think that that's a problem. What is a problem is to make a late sunnis out of Judaism. And, you know, it annoys me a little bit. And you get all these, these emails about, oh, the halachos of lighting the Christmas tree. And, it has to stay lit for this, which is, it's a way of making late sunnis out of halacha, out of our religion. Very often it's easier to make late sunnis than to actually understand the depth of our religion. I don't think that's a particularly helpful thing to do. That's something that we're supposed to do, dafka for Avodah Zarah, but it's not something that we're supposed to do for the true religion and the true God that we serve. Okay.